Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at ka'chava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Now we go.
We got the tea and a theory. We got the tea. And a theory. We got the tea. What? And a theory. We got the tea. And a theory.
Oh my God. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tea and Theory. Where we spill the tea and
back it up with a theory.
Okay. We're your hosts, Cassandre.
And I'm Quenisha.
And so, this episode looks a little bit different. Yeah, you're probably like, well, if you can see us, we do look a little different.
True.
Yeah, different little setup. But for the girls who can, because you're listening to us, yeah, we're recording virtually.
New territory. Crazy.
Crazy.
Venturing out.
Hey. Yeah. So we're actually recording this during the week of like fall break for us as grad students, which is like we get the whole week off for Thanksgiving, and so some of us have gone home to be with family and to revel in community and eat turkey and
yes, and some dressing. Thank you, Lord. Very excited about that. But yes, I'm coming from you live from my childhood bedroom in my parents' home. So please. Forgive me if you hear a smaller bark or a bigger bark, because there are 2 dogs here, not just my usual puppy, who's usually not as loud because I have spaces I can put him in my home. Don't have that here. So please forgive me if you hear all the barks or if somebody bombards in, because one of the dogs may just decide to push the door open.
Yeah, don't come on, y'all. Y'all know black families.
Exactly. We're all here.
My Caribbean people, you know.
Ain't no privacy.
Yeah, let's not act brand new. Okay, let's just follow along. Okay. Well, small check-in, because this is gonna be like a mini episode.
A little mini-sode, if you will.
A little mini-sode. Yes. So how you feeling, girl?
Yes, no, I'm feeling pretty good. A little tired. I've been driving on and off for the past 3 days. Right. So today was the first day that I was like, actually, like I woke up in the same place I was going to end the day. And I'm stationary. So, you know, we're good now. I had some time to like sit for a second. So yes, no, we're getting this actual vacationing part of having a break back on track. So how are you?
I'm doing good. I've been, like, I had some work that I put off for this week specifically, like the first half. So getting that done, feeling good. It feels nice to have like a morning for myself and to do what I want to do with my day. Oh, I need to be an adult for real, for real. You know what I mean? Like, I just miss choosing what to do. Anyways, but overall, feeling good. I'm excited. Looking forward to the week.
Yes.
Ooh, so getting into it. Thank you. Also, I meant to say, I'm living for the pink in a bag. Like, I know you're saying this in my childhood, but I'm living.
Thank you. So this is definitely like one of my favorite colors. My favorite colors, they change over time. Yeah. So this was the last one. We're onto a new color now. But yes.
I'm living.
So. Thank you.
But onto the tea, girl. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, as you know, last week we discussed, you know, Shantae Joseph's op-ed on Vogue, you know, is having a boyfriend in Beyonce.
Oh.
You know, we did our little thing. We connected it to the theory. We talked about, you know, male-centeredness and decentering men. We talked about, you know, the burden of knowledge, self-definition, heteronormativity, sexual script theory. Like, we was... I don't know, y'all. It was like
on a roll.
It was tea. And then the theory. Like, what more could you ask for?
Exactly. We covered everything. Tea and the theory.
Exactly. It was tea and theory. But girl, we had to come back. You know, we actually knocked our schedule out of whack a little.
Mm-hmm.
This.
Yes.
Because Miss Shantae Joseph said, I'm actually not done.
Yeah, let me run that back real quick.
She said, so I have more to say. I said, exactly, Wayne. Floor is yours. Floor is yours. So she came out with, like I said, like, you know, an update that was titled, My story asking if boyfriends were embarrassing went viral. Here's what that says about the state of heterosexual dating. Once again, you've got me.
Immediately.
Like, I literally went, you know, like work. And so in like, what were your reactions, girl?
Oh my goodness. I had so many. So the fact that she started it with, are we okay? Mm. Like literally having to ask, like, are we okay? Because girl, the way people were reacting, like you were getting a little bit of everything with the story that she put out. Like when you saw the TikToks, there are people that are like, yes, no, like boyfriends are embarrassing. Having a man is embarrassing. Let's not do that no more. And then you're getting some people that are like, excuse me? Like, what do you mean? Not my boyfriend. My boyfriend isn't embarrassing. Or you're getting the men that are upset about like, what you talking about?
Yes.
Don't do too much. And so being able to read her reactions to everything, I was sitting there and the whole time I was like, yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. One, we are not okay. Yep. As she asked, we're not okay. There is a lot going on in the dating world that needs to be addressed, and specifically in the hetero dating world. That needs to be addressed. And as she said in the article, the fact that people had the reactions that they had means that we really do need to sit down. We need to talk about it. We need to chat about it. Something needs to be done. So this article, absolutely, just like she did the first one, she ate that up. Mm-hmm. She is such a phenomenal writer. The way she covered everything, I was just like, yes, yes, yes. So I've got plenty of notes and I know we're going to get into them, but what were your thoughts? How were you feeling about it?
Similarly to you, I was literally like, I don't know, Shantae, girl, I'm a fan. I think my biggest reaction was because of our last episode, hearing from folks, like the reactions that they had. I think it was very, well, ooh, not very similar, but I think it prompted for me to have like real life conversations with people around me, both people who were single in queer relationships and also like in heterosexual relationships. I just thought it was really interesting, but I think she's right. Like, for us, for people to be having a reaction period, means that this is a conversation that we need to have. Mm-hmm. And immediately I thought that it was so interesting. Like after that episode came out, I don't know if you had seen, but there came about this whole story time on TikTok, girl, called the Danish Deception.
I remember you telling me about it and I was like, the what? And yeah, no, when you told me about it, I was like, okay, this is the craziest thing. It feels, and I know you're gonna get into it, kind of give them the little TLDR, but it literally, as I was thinking about it, I was like, the hoops and the mental gymnastics that we go through when you're not decentering men, and you're just like, oh no, like this is my man. But I'ma let you get into it.
The worst part is it was a 57,000 part story on TikTok. And it was so long to the point where I had to look up folks who were summarizing.
But honestly, those people are doing God's work. I'ma just
God's work. Thank you. Cause what do you mean you've set up 37,000 10-minute videos? Hello? I have to live my life now.
At that point, it's a YouTube video.
This is like a Harry Potter series. Like, that's all. I don't even need to see that bad for real. You know what I mean? But, oh, okay. So the TLDR, baby, we have to decentralize. Like, that's literally the message. That's literally, okay. So for the folks who don't know, there is a woman, Onyeka, who came out on, and weirdly, she is based in Texas, Dallas specifically. She's in the DFW. Okay, well. So I was like, oh my God, the FYP is so local. That's insane. But so she starts it off and, you know, she's telling us about how, you know, she went on vacation with a friend and she meets this handsome hunk, blonde hair, blue eyes. Oh, he's just so, oh my God, he's like out of a Calvin Klein ad. Okay. I'm gonna just leave it at that, okay? I'm not even gonna say what I saw. Then immediately you get the sense that, oh my God, you are ignoring all the red flags. Very early on, you know, they met poolside on vacation. They exchanged like Instagrams and he asked her like, oh, what are y'all plans for tonight? And she's like, oh, we're going to this restaurant. And so he initially tells her like, oh, we have other plans, da 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 da.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Why they go to the restaurant that night? Guess who's coming in?
Not we popped up, but I thought you had a whole set of other plans. So. Okay.
Cool. Happened, right? Okay, that was me. I was like, hold on. But also, I get it. You know, you outside. Ooh, the fireman.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you coming to see me? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You might feel like, ooh, he needed me so bad. I get it, sister. So I was like, I ain't even going to do that one. Then she keeps posting on social media and he's interacting with everything. He's in her DMs. He's asking her about like everything she's posting. Eventually, at some point, they like leave, but she's like, ooh, you know, oh my God, I can't. But he's on her Instagram heavy. She's like, I don't want to give him my number because, you know, I'm a lady, you know what I mean? Fast forward, Quenisha. Why did he invite her out on a trip? Mind you, they don't have each other's numbers. Why did she send him a picture of her passport?
Not okay. I feel like we skipped a few steps. You know, maybe we get the number first, and maybe we don't send the picture of our passport to someone that's not, like, I don't know, your mother. I don't. Why are we asking for a picture of somebody's pet? Why would they need it? Okay. Oh,
he doesn't have your number, but he has your passport. Okay, so like very, very early on, we're like, oh, okay, we're ignoring red flags, right? And I feel like that's exactly what we're talking about when we say like the importance of decentering men. Mm-hmm. Is like you're abandoning all common sense, low key, right? But okay, whatever. They go on a trip. I believe he invited her out to Monaco. And at this point, he's, you know, kind of put himself or purported himself out to be this like rich guy who's like, so she's like this really good realtor, but he's like a chief commercial officer. So he's making money, right? And so then at some point on the trip, she's realizing, oh my God, I'm in love with him. She loves him, da da da. She gets up to, they go to a restaurant. She gets up to go to the bathroom and she passes out. She keeps coming in and out of consciousness, blood gushing from her head. She has urinated on herself from how bad she's passed out. Staff is like really worried. And at that point he's like, oh my God, do you have epilepsy? Because like you've passed out and like no one knows what's going on with you. Eventually she gets to a hospital and she gets like a diagnosis for a concussion. At that point, other people are kind of like, it's, why did you just randomly pass out? Mm-hmm. And people are kind of thinking that he might have did something, you know, a little evil, you know what I mean? Because people don't just randomly pass out and can't, like, hit their heads and then can't come back into it. And it was so bad to the point that, like, she was still experiencing symptoms while she was telling the story. So that, I think the story happened in 2022. So now she's still experiencing symptoms, like cognitive symptoms.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So people are already very worried, right? Okay. So then as the story keeps going, you know, he is telling very crazy, he's saying very crazy things. He was in the Olympics. He has a royal title. She didn't really check up on these things.
These are all verifiable things. And
again, like if I told you right now, you know what I mean? Like if I told you right now, like I was in the Olympics, you would be
my first immediately, because I gotta know, okay, well, what did you do in the Olympics? Where did you place? Did you just go? Were you like, did you actually medal? Like, who are you? I'm curious.
The way that I would just, you said, which one did you?
Yeah. What year? What city was it in? No, mind you, I'm gonna be like, what city was it in? Because you should know that you were there. We watched. Okay.
And I think for the royal story, it was just like, he was like, oh, look up the name. And there's like a royal, this great grandfather who has that last name. And he was like, that's me. That's my family.
Then what happened to the rest of y'all? If we got to look up your great granddaddy, where everybody else at? Because they keep track of all that. Okay.
So I'm like, but anyways, right? So then, okay, I feel like now I'm getting into, this is going to be a 37,000. Anyways, girl, get into the juicy part. He starts out being this very rich man, but all of a sudden, money troubles all the time. He has back surgery, and now he can't afford, tax evasion. And now he owes her $32,000 because she done lent him $32,000. He done asked her family for money. So he owes her family thousands of dollars. She's in credit card debt because of him. Plot twist, you find out it's her ex-husband. It wasn't just a boyfriend. She ended up marrying him so that he would avoid like getting into trouble and be able to do business in the U.S.
Okay, so we recognize, right, that he was a criminal.
No, like
he said tax evasion. He said, yeah, girl, so tax evasion, and you weren't like, What do you mean tax evasion? You ain't been paying your. You supposed to have people to do this, and you're not concerned. Oh, okay, cool. We're not concerned. Fine. But also, you're rich, but the back surgery is what took you out. You had one back surgery. Don't you got insurance?
And that was in the midst of him being like, oh man, I no longer have money because a fire took out, my apartment buildings in Copenhagen, and all of a sudden, oh my God, now my dad has leukemia. And she was like, let me meet your parents. And he was like, no, I don't want you to meet my parents while my dad's in the hospital. And all of a sudden now he has no money because he's trying to do a business deal. So now she has to pay for everything. And they're still going on so many trips and she's the one paying for all of it. But then all of a sudden, after she'd loaned him $32,000, now all of a sudden he's paying for the trips for them to go places, which is duh, because he's using
your $32,000. So you still paying for it. You never stop the mental gymnastics, because the way there are red flags going up left and right, and we could have at any point asked question, or just been like, you know what? This is too much. You got a lot going on, baby, and this ain't my job.
But you see how centering men, centering relationships, will keep you from asking the questions that you know make sense.
Exactly.
Because a man who's rich and he's a royal and he's an Olympian with a gold medal that he gave to his mama shouldn't be asking me for no money. I just, man.
And where, mind you, paparazzi be popping out everywhere. People getting little photos. You dating somebody. Look at so-and-so. Ain't nobody seemed to know who he was ever.
And then she ended up going to his parents' house and they lived in this little small home. And I was like, you see how once again, we're
okay.
So we're abandoning
logic,
all sense, yes, mm-hmm. for this relationship to work out. And I feel like online, as people were talking about it, there was a lot of the ways that who will give the benefit of the doubt to, right? Mm. When we think about proximity to whiteness, right? Who will believe more? Because people were saying, had this been an X, Y, and Z man, would you have allowed for him to keep making these errors or keep not having money and keep lying and getting caught in lies, but then not, you know what I mean? And of course, there's all of that. But I think that's the thing that stood out to me the most is all these really, really red flags were out there and you didn't question anything, right? You abandoned yourself for this relationship and now you are in debt. You are, and this is your ex-husband now. You are still experiencing kind of these cognitive or neuropsychological symptoms from this fall that you had years ago.
When you give yourself up and abandon who you are just to have a man, just to be in proximity of, as you said, be in proximity of whiteness. I also think about being in proximity of power in general, because like you said, if this were any other man, if he were not someone that you would look at and believe mm-hmm. that he had the finances, you would have never believed this story. And when we give those things up, it's not only hurting you mentally. Again, it's hurting you physically. It's hurting your community. It's hurting your family when you're giving their money out. It's not just us we're hurting when we are centering men and just kind of going along to get along in the hopes that we'll end up partnered. It's a whole trickle-down effect.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think about the fact that what stood out to me is you saying how much it doesn't just hurt, just us, but it'll hurt the ones around us. And I think about how it will literally have you being an active participant to your downfall.
That's a word right there. Because yes, literally an active participant, because at some point you can choose to ask the question. You can choose to not go along. You can choose to push back, but at every single one of them turns, if you're choosing the opposite, you're still choosing.
You are.
You're you still are. Choosing.
And this doesn't take away the fact that he's a supervillain.
Yeah.
He's a supervillain.
Not at all.
Terrible person.
Not at all.
He was
calculated.
let me show you that I have money.
Girl, but had a whole layer. Like,
very, please. Very soon I'm gonna need that from you, sister. But literally, it had Onyeka being an active participant to her own downfall.
Yes.
Because she wasn't asking those questions.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And that's terrifying to feel like you give up that much of yourself and that much power when you don't center yourself, when you're not centering you and your needs and what you want, what you enjoy, what you desire. When you're not centering those things, you are giving yourself up and you're giving yourself away and giving your power over to someone else.
Yeah. And you're right. It is terrifying that we could get to the point where we abandon ourselves, abandon common sense. Because for you to be a successful realtor in Dallas,
you're brilliant.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're a smart, intelligent Black woman. You met him on vacation with your own paper. Like, you ain't no, you know what I mean? So for you to then get to the point where he done put you 30, he owe you 32,000. Ooh, I couldn't imagine a man owing me 32,000. Wow, my God. Girl. But then he done put you into credit card debt. My God, today.
And I think that's the other thing. You make such a good point of, you know, she's beautiful. She's successful. She has her own money. She has her own things, because a lot of times people feel like it could never be me. Mm. It could never be me. I'm not like X, Y, Z, or I do this. No, babes. There is no line to which a man will not cross. No, there is no type of woman to which they will not cross and do wrong. It can be any one of us if we are not intentionally decentering men and being intentional and asking the questions and thinking about the things and allowing our logic to not be taken over by our desire to be partnered.
Oh, Phanisha, what if I punch my laptop and throw it out the window? Oh, you said that.
Girl.
You said that.
Girl.
Because, no, literally, but like watching the summaries of that story, I was literally like, yeah, man, like, this is crazy. So like, you literally have to lock in on being able to be okay with knowing that, you know, I could leave. I could go. Like, this relationship don't got to be all of me. And this I understand. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, this ain't everything.
It ain't. But I could understand how, like, for women who have everything else and feeling like, dang, this is the one thing that I need.
And then everything will be complete. I've checked off all the boxes.
It won't be. It won't be if you don't, you know?
Mm-hmm. If you lose yourself and the rest of the things in the process, you'll end up with the one thing and you ain't even going to be happy in that one thing.
32,000.
Girl.
32,000.
And you know, I thought I was mad about the student loan. People wanted that type of money. But I think I'd be even madder if it was a man.
I'd rather owe Sally Mae than a man. And apparently he's still in the DFW. Oh, no. I feel like that's something that would, every night, I couldn't even sleep. I'd just be in bed just rocking like this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I'd start taking little inconvenient things. Oh, do you need the air tire to your
Yeah.
I'm gonna just take off for it.
We are not going on no more trips. Like, what are you talking about? we going to Nigeria or South Africa.
Babe, you're lucky to get a trip to the supermarket. No, I need you out there. I need you making this back. You're gone pound.
You sure I forgot one part. At one point, after they got married, he's talking about the business, having hopes on a business deal, and convinced her to quit her job. And it was like, oh, it's okay if things happen. We could just use your credit card.
What do you mean it's okay if things happen? We could just use my credit card. Where's your credit card? And why would I quit my job that I've worked all these years, got all these degrees and certifications and whatever else I need to get to quit my job for you on the hopes and promises and the iterations of a business deal?
The way that when she said, I quit my job, I said,
like, where was our community in all this? Because I just, it makes me want to just reach out and be like, babe, no, we can't do this. What happened? What happened to our community? And that's the thing, is so much can happen to community in this time, because you could have community, but then you start pushing the community away for a man, or they start trying to tell you, like, girls, see the red flags. And then after a while, they're just like, babes, I can't make you see it.
Yeah.
Oh, but my heart.
I mean, he was around the family. He traveled back to her village. Family loved him. He was around her friends. So, and I think that's a different layer. I think that's where we start talking about that
family influence,
whiteness,
yeah,
who's deemed as good and who's allowed to keep messing up layer. But
yeah,
And I recognize that I've derailed us, right? Because we're supposed to be talking about today.
It's okay, but because this was still relevant, it was my day.
Really? yeah, it was insane. But thinking about the article, like, one part that stood out to me is because as she was like reflecting kind of everyone's reactions, she mentioned how volatile men were being.
Yep. Literally, it pushed the button, and literally were threatening her with an abusive relationship.
They were wishing for her to get abused. Men threatened to kill her. Hello.
It's like, is this supposed to make me not want to decenter men? Like, what was the purpose of this? Is this supposed to entice me to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, here I come. I'm coming back. Like, with this.
And she was very, very empathetic, you know? She talked about how, you know, how these men probably saw that her article was a threat to the patriarchy, to misogyny, you know? To this position of power that they have when it comes to romantic relationships, and, you know, kind of the greater society, and how that can be kind of destabilizing for somebody to kind of bring about this conversation and starting to have women go, hey, you know? And so she was very empathetic, and she was like, you know, I get it. Crazy. But that's crazy for you to respond this way.
Like, that's the first thing that comes to your mind. And we're not supposed to be like, I'm a little nervous to be with men. Because what?
And how is this helping the case of having a boyfriend not being embarrassed? Like, and once again, not all men, and yet.
And yet, here we are. And a thought that this particular section gave me was that, so the thing about men that don't want women to decenter men, they're the same men that are also centering men. Because they're the same ones that'll be like, hey, yo, bro, I'm trying to level up like you. I'm trying to get like you. But as soon as a woman come to them with standards, oh, you need to lower your standards. Or like, oh, hey, bro, like showing respect to each other. But then they're the first ones to disparage a woman. So it's like,
the performance of manhood for each other. Yeah,
exactly. It's very much you center men too, babes. It ain't just, it's not just us. It's you too. I don't think you realize it, but it's you too, babes. You're part of what's upholding this. And that's part of why you're so upset, because what's it say about me if I'm here and I don't fit what women are asking for, the standards that they have? Who's going to want to put up with me if they know there are other options? I saw this video, and it was from a man. I will say that, but I saw this video on TikTok a few days ago, and he was talking about, like, essentially why men are so upset when they see men like Russell Wilson and Klay Thompson. And it became about because Klay Thompson was apologizing to Meg Thee Stallion for being late picking her up from the airport. And they were like, no, why would you, like, why are you apologizing? Why are you apologizing? She should be grateful that you came. He was like, you know, they don't want women to see that there are men like him, because if they know there are other men like that that can actually have some decency, they're not going to want to put up with you.
Yeah.
And it's like, exactly. Like, no, nobody's going to want to put up with you. Nobody's going to want to put up with that. Like, babes, no.
No, literally, there are some folks who kind of use these horrible examples of men and kind of hold their selves against that and be like, well, at least I'm not
worse.
I was 3 hours late to the airport, but at least I showed up. Some men would have made you did it. And so they kind of use this extremely terrible behavior to kind of just bring women's standards down to just accept anything that comes.
Exactly. But in the same breath, if it would have been one of their guys, one of their homies that they were a little late picking up, they were like, oh, my bad, my fault, bro. I was late, but that's my bad. You know, yeah, I'll be better next time.
Yeah.
So you have the capability of doing this, but
And that makes me think of that conversation about, oh my God, I'm derailing us again. But that conversation about, like, the man or the bear, and, like, so many men were upset about women saying the bear.
The bear.
And then men were also coming out and talking about how they're also scared of men. So I was like, exactly. That's what we mean. Because when women get assaulted in the street and y'all be like, I don't know.
I'm not getting involved. Why is that? Why are we so afraid to get involved? Because we're afraid of who the perpetrator is.
Do you see how if we all get together and fight together, all of it will work out for all of us. It will, I promise.
And that's what she talked about in the article. It's a shared fight. It's not a private one. So we can't be expecting everybody to do this individually. That's not how it works. Yes. Like, us being able to recognize, like, okay, there are exceptions to things that are happening. There are times where, okay, it's not as bad, or it's just not bad at all. There are good ones out there. It's us recognizing, okay, there are exceptions to this rule. And being able to recognize that there are exceptions to this rule means that we have to acknowledge that there are rules and norms in the first place, which means it's systemic. And if it's systemic, one person cannot change that. Us as individuals working individually cannot change that. It's a community effort. All of us need to be working. We all need to be in this together.
We all have to lock in.
Uh-huh.
We all have to lock in. And so, that's such a good point, because I feel like for women, when we have these conversations about decentering men and centering ourselves, right? Like, it can sound like we're kind of putting the onus on women to do this work.
Yes.
But it is a shared fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think one big part of it is for women to recognize, like, oh, I don't have to be in this with you. This is not my life, and I can go. But I think another part of it is men recognizing that beyond you saying not all men every day, you have to recognize that if there are some men, that means something's happening. Lock in, diva. Lock in, diva. You scared of the man, I'm scared of the man. We scared of the man together. Why we can't do something about it together?
Together.
Amen. You talk about the fact that, you know, you can't really talk about your emotions with your homies, and you and your homies don't really have that kind of deep bond. And so you have to take this conversation home to your girlfriend, and you don't have no space to share your feelings. And who set that up? Once again, this is a shared fight. You also don't benefit from that.
You don't. At some point, we have to work together to change the system. Let's make it better for all of us, not just women that want to be in a relationship with men, but also men that want to be in connection with other men. Ain't nobody benefiting. Ain't nobody. Is anybody really happy in all of this? Because if you're saying that everything is surface level, I can't talk about my emotions, I can't talk about my feelings, and ain't no pushback coming in, are you afraid of being ostracized or ridiculed or made fun of by your friend? Okay, so is any of us really, really happy? Because if you go home to your girl and she getting dumped on, and now she's having to carry everything, but who she can't go to you because you're not able to carry it for her. So is anybody really happy here?
Who's winning here?
Ain't nobody winning.
Ain't nobody but that auntie who be at the party talking about how men ain't ish and how she
a won. Girl.
I think Tracee Ellis Ross is winning. That's who's winning.
That's who's winning. Because honestly, I want to go on one of them solo trips. I know it defeats the purpose of solo, but it's like, I could be solo near you.
No, like, can I come? Please. She's the only person who's winning, I think.
Girl, because at this point, we all just sitting there going in this little circle. Like a little hamster on a wheel, trying to hop off.
I want to hop off.
I think I done let go. I'm just
trying
to roll out.
Yeah, it's okay. You know,
it really is. It really is okay.
Ooh, well, girl. Do you feel like you've said all you've needed to say?
Yes, ma'am. I think I have. What about you?
I think I have also really. Mind you, talk about, this is going to be short and cute.
We gonna keep it cute. And it's like, and then I always feel like, especially conversations like this, I feel like that meme of that man that's got like the board with all the like the crime.
No, because You're not getting it.
I need you to put it all together. Yes.
Yes. Ugh. No, literally, because now I'm like, we need to break down everybody because 32,000 in this economy or eggs are 34,000.
Exactly. Like, babes, I can't even go get one egg. I can't even get a piece of an egg at this point to scramble for breakfast. Like, what are you? Like, that would hurt me deep in my soul.
That story haunts me.
Girl. Oh,
absolutely not. Haunts me. Jesus.
My heart goes out to her, because baby.
I hope she may make some money from, like, just sharing her story on TikTok, because.
I hope so. Maybe, you know, they'll do the whole like pick it up for like a movie. She'll get some more of that recouped. Cause girl.
One person. And remind you, this was not in like a span of 10 years. She loaned him her first, I think his first 5,000 within 5 months, Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So yeah.
I don't even really be. It take me a while to like people that like that. Like 5 months, and I done loaned you $5,000.
$5,000within.
I wouldn't even let you walk my dog in 5 months.
I don't think so. I don't even think I'd send him $10.
No, because I thought you were rich. I thought you had it.
Yeah, because that automatically would have me like what. Why do you need money from... And then why would you ask your royal parents?
Girl.
Hello?
Like, don't you got people? Your family. No? Okay.
Like, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, child, in conclusion, y'all, I think, no one wins in in the upholding of these systems. You know, if a certain group is being hurt, eventually that hurt will reach you. You know what I mean? And so that's why it's very important for us to fight for equity in these aspects, for us to have and engage in these conversations and reflect on not only how this, like how these things are kind of outside in society, but we need to look at home. You know what I mean? And that's why I think I really like this conversation, is because it allows for people to literally look at home. Roll over, girl. Look at that man. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Let him look at you. Y'all look at each other.
Yeah. Find out if you actually been seeing each other this whole time. Like, actually seeing each other.
Yes. Because all around us, we see, like, what happens when we just let that heteronormativity just exist among us and we don't question it. Mm-hmm. We just allow heterosexual dynamics or these kind of scripts that have been set for us to continue, and we never really take a nuanced look at them. Never question, how is this not serving me? And it's not just for the women. Asking your partner, how is this not serving you?
Yes, ma'am. You ate that.
Also, completely unrelated, Haiti's in the World Cup at the 50 years. Then y'all fell out for us. Yeah. Okay. That's totally unrelated. I just had to say that because some of y'all didn't make it.
Tell them.
That was nasty. I'm sorry. That was so nasty and so rude.
I like the competitive spirit that's coming out, though. I like the competitive spirit. You might be a sports girly now.
I'm telling you. They need to look into that sports psych. Well, actually, you know what I mean. Adjacent.
Yes. Yes, you are sports psych adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep. But yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I think we have said the things we need to say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we've come to the end of this episode. So where can they reach us at if they, you know, I hear that sometimes people may have a T, but maybe they need help with the theory. Where can they reach us?
So if you wanted to send us an email, tandtheorypodcast@gmail.com. You can send us a DM on Instagram @TNTheoryPodcast. TikTok @TNTheoryPodcast. You can even find us on YouTube. Maybe you're watching us now. TNTheoryPodcast. Yes. Join us, girl.
We'll be here. We'll be waiting. Usually on the couch.
On the couch. Mm-hmm. But today, we're in Denton in Houston.
Houston. Yep, and that's okay. We'll meet you wherever you are, as long as you meet us where we are. Okay? Amen.
All right, y'all. Bye. Yeah.